So, Dean, is Rita Moreno apologizing for defending In the Heights?
She is. You know, this whole controversy that's exploded about this movie, which is fantastic, by the way. The movie is just so great. But some groups felt that dark-skinned Latinos, Afro-Latinos, were not represented properly in the movie. And Lin-Manuel Miranda has said, you know, they probably should have done a better job with that. He's apologized. He said that... you know, he was trying to include everybody, and you know, probably did overlook this group of people who are complaining about it. But Rita Moreno went on Stephen Colbert's show the other night, and you know, basically said, "Get over it," to the people who were complaining. You know, and I hope when I'm 89 years old that I also, you know, just have that, that quality of unfiltered comments.
No kidding.
At that point of your life. But, you know, she said, get over it. She said, Lin-Manuel Miranda has done more for Latinness, Latino-ness than anyone. And, I mean, she really defended Lin-Manuel. And she took a beating on social media. People, you know, just coming down on her for that, for which she is now apologizing and saying that her exact quote was, "It's easy to forget how celebration for some is lament for others." She said that she probably shouldn't have minimized the objections, and said, "Look, you can teach this old dog new tricks." So, you know, she's rethought her opinion about this a little bit, and you know, is trying to do a little damage control.
Yeah, well, good for her. Meanwhile, Juneteenth is in the news. It's going to be a holiday next year, and Beyonce's mother had something interesting to say about this.
Yeah, as you know, Juneteenth now becomes a national holiday and also state holiday. Here in the state of Illinois, the mother of Beyonce, who is, you know, certainly, you know, arguably the biggest star in the world right now, has said that she and her family have always celebrated Juneteenth, which is a commemoration of the end of slavery in America. Said when she was a little girl, this is Tina Knowles Lawson, now the mother, that the family would celebrate by going to the beach, and she kept that tradition alive. When she was raising her children, Beyonce and sister Solange, she said, "It's up to us parents to impart the knowledge to our children and to pass it on." She said, "My kids celebrate the 19th of June. They always have, and they always will." So, you know, hopefully we're all learning a little something here about this.
And checking social media, there is a lot about the Jonas Brothers spin class now. Why? What happened in the spin class?
Who even knew that there was such a thing as a Jonas Brothers spin class? You know, the Jonas Brothers, if you don't know who they are, your kids, your grandkids, I guarantee, you know, probably have pictures on their walls of them. So Joe Jonas, who is the middle brother in this group, is in Atlanta. He's got a day off and, you know, he's just looking for something to do. And he finds a spin class at a local gym called Jonas Brothers versus One Direction, where in this spin class, they play the music of both of the groups, and the people who are in the exercise class, you know, shout out which songs they like, which groups they like best. So Joe Jonas decides to go and crash this Jonas Brothers spin class. So it's, you know, these people who are in these classes. Have you ever gone to a spin class, Bob?
No, I have not.
A very wise, very, very wise man. I went to one once. I thought I was going to die. I have so much admiration for people who can do this, because I don't think that I have ever had such a rigorous workout in my entire life.
I've walked by a couple and have not been tempted.
Yeah, it doesn't look fun.
No.
It doesn't look like the kind of fun that I was hoping that it might be. But so, you know, you're in there on these bikes and, you know, you're going crazy on them. And all of a sudden, Joe Jonas walks in. And, you know, people are concentrating on their workouts. They're concentrating on the instructor. They're not really paying attention. very much. And then eventually someone goes, oh, my gosh, that's Joe Jonas. And, you know, suddenly the class takes notice and, you know, he kind of makes a fuss in the whole thing, gets on a bike himself and joins the class in their sweaty mess.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Dean, who is this remaking The Rose?
This is Cynthia Erivo, who is a two-time Oscar nominee. She starred as Harriet in that Harriet Tubman movie that was called Harriet a couple of years ago. She was nominated for Best Original Song last time around. She's been involved in lots and lots of television projects, and she says that she will produce and also star in a remake of the movie The Rose that many of you will remember is the film that put Bette Midler on the map as an actress back in 1979. It was the story that was based on the life of Janis Joplin and how too much fame and too much money and the pressures of show business along with addiction issues can be fatal. That original movie scored four Oscar nominations. Cynthia Erivo says that she wants to do it again and is planning on putting a contemporary lens, she says, on the high price of fame.
So many music people are starting to hit the road, and now we can add Bob Dylan to the list, can't we?
Well, he's going to be doing a concert, but not hitting the road. He is going to be doing his first concert in 2 years, that is true. But his first concert is going to be a virtual one. Hmm. And it'll take place pretty soon. It's going to be on July the 18th. It'll be streaming on the Veeps platform. And they say that Bob Dylan will be performing songs at the show from his extensive, renowned body of work in a very intimate setting. So, you know, this is going to be happening pretty soon. It's $25 to watch it. And, you know, to see Dylan in concert is, you know, that's kind of a legendary thing all by itself, even though you can't understand one word that he says.
And this Foo Fighters anniversary concert, we have some news about that today, don't
we? Yeah, this is was kind of a big deal, became a big deal. Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters, one of the most popular bands out there right now, rock and roll bands, is put on a exclusive concert at a very small club in California earlier this week. The only way that you could get into the concert was by showing your proof of COVID-19 vaccination. So it was strictly for, you know, people who have been vaccinated. $26 to mark the band's 26th anniversary. But a lot of anti-vaccine people also showed up and wound up protesting outside of the venue, saying they were being discriminated against because they have not been vaccinated. One of those protesters was former child star Ricky Schroeder, who you might remember about a month ago video recorded himself accosting an employee at a Costco store because they weren't letting him into the store because at the time at that store you needed to have a mask on and he didn't want to wear his mask. So, you know, he's kind of got a history of this. But on Facebook, Ricky Schroeder, about this concert, wrote, "Dave Grohl is an ignorant punk who needs to be slapped for supporting discrimination. Ignorance comes in all shapes and sizes." Said that Kurt Cobain is laughing at you, Dave, along with millions of patriots, you fool. There has been no response from Dave Grohl nor the Foo Fighters on any of this. I don't expect there will be.
Ricky Schroeder, huh? Well,
Silver Spoons, right?
Yeah.
Am I remembering right?
That's it. And he was in The Champ.
Wasn't he on, like, or am I thinking of somebody else, NYPD Blue also? As an adult, wasn't he on one of the
all I know is
TV cop shows? But
he's never been on Face the Nation or Meet the Press yet. That's all I know.
Well,
yeah. So,
well, that's because Scott Baio and John Voight are there representing their point of view.
That's right. Thanks, Dean. We'll
see
talk
you tomorrow.
To you tomorrow.